The 10K Collective, our sister podcast, is the world's newest e-commerce podcast, now live on Apple Podcasts and on Stitcher. It's for 6, 7, and 8-figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers. It's highly actionable, but it's focused on how to scale your business for sale or long-term profit, not short-term hacks. We have deep talks with real e-commerce sellers and experts in industries like sourcing, team building, and managing cash. Search your podcast app for 10K Collective or go to 10kcollective.com for show notes or to listen online. That's 10K for kilo, collective.com, 10kcollective.com.
If it's Tuesday, it's Amazing FBA Newsday, the show for Amazon Seller News. I'm your host, Michael Vizi of Amazing FBA. Welcome to the show. Hello, folks. If it's Tuesday, it's News Day, and here's your host, Michael Vizi, with Amazon News from Amazing FBA. First news is that the entry for the submission window for Lightning Deals is open in Seller Central in UK and Europe and will close on May the 17th, 2019 at midnight. So it's not an immediate concern, but something to think through. So what is Amazon Prime Day? And why does it exist? Well, Prime Day is Amazon's annual retail holiday. It was introduced in 2015 as a one-day-only sales event, and it boosted more sales than Black Friday and also celebrated Amazon's 20th anniversary as a company. First, Prime Day was widely seen as a bit of a disappointment, but subsequent Prime Days have improved in both the quality and the quantity of the deal, so it's very popular with Amazon shoppers. A few common questions we're going to answer about that. First of all, is it open to all Amazon shoppers? And the answer is no. As the name implies, Prime Day is only for Amazon Prime subscribers. Prime costs $119 a year, and you would have thought that's a bit of a barrier to entry. But that said, Amazon hit 100 million global Prime subscribers in April 2018, and about 8 million of those are in the UK. So it's a big and very hungry market of people. According to research, Amazon Prime members typically spend almost double that of non-Prime members. Is it US only? No, the event's been made available to more and more countries outside the US every year. There was a massive expansion in 2017, so it expanded to Canada and Mexico, to the other North American markets, and then all the Euro markets, so UK, Germany, France, and Italy and Spain. It's also expanded to Japan, which is the third biggest market after Germany. So it's a pretty big market. And Belgium, Austria, and China as well, which is a huge market. And Italy, which is another huge market. So 2017 was the big year of expansion for Prime Day. And 2018, it expanded to the sort of smaller markets, Australia, Singapore, Netherlands, Luxembourg. So wherever you're listening in the world, Prime Day is probably available Amazon for you. So the big question is, when is Amazon Prime Day 2019? Well, guess what? Typical Amazon, they keep us guessing. So the typical announcement is the official date is announced in late June or early July. In 2018, it was only a couple of weeks advance notice. So Prime Day isn't known for sure, but it's probably going to be mid-July 2019, as every Prime Day so far has been as well. Predictions are centering around Tuesday, July the 16th. The deals themselves would actually start the day before and end sometime the day afterwards. Talking of which, how long does it last? Is it literally a day? Well, in 2018, Prime Day ran from 3 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time on Monday, July the 16th, through to midnight July 17th. So a prediction is that it's going to be about 36 hours again this year, possibly a little bit longer. It's gone from 24 hours to 30, then 36 in 2018. Our prediction is it could be going on for 40 hours this year, or that's what the speculation is. Amazon Black Friday deals now last about a week. So just to give you a flavor that these things are getting bigger and bigger all the time. When you've got something good, I guess milk it, right? So we won't yet know for a while exactly when that is going to be put on, but it's certainly coming up. Is it only on Amazon if you own an e-commerce store or you sell products on another platform? Well, November Black Friday deals certainly see a massive range of retailers, unleashing a lot of the hot deals. But Prime Day is mainly about Amazon. Other retailers are beginning to climb on board and match prices and things like that. So that is something that if you have other alternative sales channels, such as your own website, e-commerce, WooCommerce, Shopify site, or if you sell on eBay, etc. So how big is Prime Day? Well, the annual sales event of the summer was the biggest day of its sales history in 2018. It had over 89 million visits, 10% more than 2017. And in 2019, we can probably only see it getting even bigger as the sales have grown every year since launching back in 2015. How much money did Amazon turn over on Prime Day? Well, it was predicted to gross $3.4 billion on Prime Day 2018, although Amazon doesn't release such information. So a lot of the time with Amazon, of course, we're always guessing and having to, you know, get best guess or best calculation. However, it did announce that third-party sellers sold $1 billion of products in just one day being a 36-hour period, of course, so not quite a day, but still an extraordinary figure. So if you're a third-party seller and you want a piece of that action, then you better get yourself involved with this and get your lightning deal set up. In its own sales, Amazon said, again, they didn't reveal any figures, but they said that the sales on Prime Day 2018 surpassed Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and the previous Prime Day when comparing 36-hour periods. So this was pretty major, even by Amazon standards. So as ever with Amazon, we have to learn between the line, read between the lines, but it's certainly huge for third-party sellers. And I think that is the key that we need to take away from all this. You want to be part of it. It raises your profile. To put it the other way, if you don't take part in it, your profile of your products and your business offering as a whole are just going to be sunk lower by the weight of all the offers that are above it. So in order to stay visible, I think it's probably something you want to be considering doing. You've got to sit down with your financial guys and make sure that the calculations are worth the effort. Don't expect to make a ton more of profits, because obviously you're going to be reducing the prices quite a lot. In my experience, the 10K Collective and £1 million Mastermind members, feedback on Prime Day, yes, they got extra sales. Did they get extra revenue? Of course, yes. They get extra profits? Not necessarily. But I think it's one of those things where you've got to be keeping your market share and your visibility relative to your competition. So my very generalized advice would be consider it seriously, and if in doubt, try it out for yourself and see if it works for yourself and your business. Amazon has promised to cut delivery times worldwide for customers of its Prime service. Prime users in the USA get a free two-day delivery at the moment, but the plan is to cut that to one day soon. Now, Prime customers already get free one-day delivery in much of the UK, not surprising because it's way, way smaller in scale than the USA. Amazon is budgeting $800 million or $620 million to cut delivery times elsewhere, including in the United States. There's no deadline for when that delivery times will be cut, but Amazon said it expects to make steady progress this year. Amazon's rivals of Walmart and Target have been speeding up their delivery in the USA and offer two-day shipping on many items. So Amazon needs to stay ahead of its competition, hence probably the push to do this. Amazon already sends a lot of products to US cities within 24 hours already. However, industry analysts have warned that extending the service to more remote parts of the United States will be hard. Like a lot of things that Amazon does, it is based on keeping the competition locked out and dominating the space as much as it is about profits. Talking of profits, however, Amazon has reported a first quarter profit of $3.6 billion in first quarter 2019, which is double the same period in the previous year. It was its fourth successive quarter of record profit. In the first quarter, sales rose 17% to $59.7 billion. A huge rise there. And Amazon expects sales to grow between 13 and 20% in the second quarter. Again, a massive increase. Sales have surged at Amazon Web Services, AWS, which provides computing services to companies over the internet, a service known as cloud computing. And that includes all sorts of strange customers like the CIA. Launched in 2002, AWS has become a crucial part of Amazon's business, and sales rose 41% to $7.7 billion $1,000 in the three-month period to the end of March. Analyst at the stockbroker Hargreaves Lansdown, George Salmon, said, while the cost of building the data-driven infrastructure to support the cloud systems is vast, the fact it requires such deep pockets actually works in Amazon's favor, he said. It's difficult to see how a new challenger can wrestle business away from the likes of Amazon, Google, and the latest member of the trillion-dollar club at Microsoft. Microsoft has recently seen its stock market value top $1 trillion after reporting better-than-expected sales and profits. Its price passed the mark briefly on Thursday before its share price fell back. Little bit of commentary and thought on that as an Amazon seller. This doesn't have an immediate impact on us, but what it does mean is that Amazon has more and more cash to spend on its operations. And like it usually does, it is starting to plow things back into infrastructure. That said, there is a pressure on Amazon now from its shareholders to make profit in a way that it wasn't in previous eras, which may explain why their revenue from ads has gone up from $2 to $10 billion over the last year, which means that they are pushing their third-party sellers, that's you and me, to spend a lot more money on ads. So be very, very wary of that. Exactly like with Google ads, if somebody phones you up from Google or Amazon emails you and suggests you spend more money on ads, bear in mind it's about their bottom line, and their bottom line is vastly improved by having you spend money on their ads system, because there's no real cost to them, or not massive cost, but it's a very real cost to you. And I've worked with a hell of a lot of people who have spent so much money on ads ongoing. I'm not talking about for a launch, but just ongoing throughout the life of a product, that they have simply made no profit or actually handed it to Amazon on a plate. So be very wary of Greeks bearing gifts, as they used to say. This has been Michael Veazey for Amazing FBA News. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, this is Michael, and saying thank you for listening to the Amazing FBA episode you just listened to. Just want to mention that I mentioned at the top of the show our sister podcast, the 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, which is for 6, 7, and 8-figure sellers on Amazon. Specifically, that's who we're geared to. I'm sure that people doing bigger numbers will still have a lot of things to learn from it. And people doing smaller numbers, sure, but it's not going to be immediately actionable for you. So if that is you, keep listening to the Amazing FBA podcast. But if you're 6, 7, or 8 figures on Amazon or e-commerce, I really think you should check it out. So I just want to give you a flavor of what's coming up, or rather just a bit of a list. Not deeply exciting as podcasts go, but I just wanted to, if you're just checking it out, know whether it's for you and what sort of topics we cover. Here's what's coming up. So first of all, an interview with our own Ashley Pierce from the 10K Collective Mastermind, who is talking about his last year in e-commerce, where he went from $750,000 in 2018 in turnover to a run rate this year of $1.25 million. So that's from scratch in 3 years. Super smart man, and he had a lot of the right skills going in. Let's be clear about that. But he didn't have tons of capital, just a conventional amount. So I still think that's an incredible result. And also, he's a really nice guy and a very, very clear-minded and feet-on-the-ground business thinker. So there's so much value. If nothing else, check that out. Really cannot urge you enough. I mean, these guys that have been in the Mastermind for nearly 2 years now have just honed their game to the nth degree. I've never heard quality discussion like I hear in there. And I don't say that because it's about me. It's not about me. I'm just privileged to work with some super smart and great people. So do check it out. Other things coming up then, lots and lots of industry expert interviews. Here's a flavour. And honestly, this is about half the list of people who've agreed to come on for an interview. So several of these are already recorded. So with Ryan Shaffett from Xcube Manufacturing, we are going to be talking about custom manufacturing in China. He's been out there about 18 years. And custom manufacturing, I can't emphasise enough how much that is the future. If you're still just purely private labelling stuff, it's going to get harder and harder to make a profit with that business model. I mean, I think it's got a year or two left in it, but sooner or later you need to get onto custom manufacturing. So this is a hyper critical skill set that you should be learning, I believe, to future proof your business. Second is funding, which is another massive topic, how to fund growth, because any scaling business, as Vern Harnish says, growth sucks cash. This is the law of gravity of scaling. Therefore, we've got to look into raising capital, and one way is debt. And Bruce Mack is going to talk to us about that. Aaron O'Sullivan is coming on from systems culture impact, to talk about outsourcing and company culture. And again, if you're scaling up a business, you're going to have a very painful time if you keep trying to do it yourself, even if you've hit, say, $1 million a year equivalent, which I know some people have without a VA. Guess what? You're not going to get to 2 million without a VA or basically a proper team on board. So that's something that is definitely a big barrier to entry. And also, to put it the other, on its head, something that will add to your comfort and enjoyment of your business if you go with it. So that's a few things that we got in depth, just in a bit more superficial detail. Chris Shipfling of Providium with Jason Somerville is going to be talking about selling your FBA business, and they have a private equity take on that from the Wall Street side. So really fascinating angle on that. FBA reimbursements with Ben Chambers. Amazon often owes about $50,000 to $100,000 for any serious seller at some points in the year. How do you get your hands on that? It's just a fantastic source of cash, apart from anything else. So Amazon's got your cash. If you can get it out of the system, guess what? That's fantastically healthy for your business. Ash Munger's talking about quality control from China. He's got an incredibly detailed system for doing that. He's been out in China running IMEX sourcing for 9 years now, so he seriously knows his business backwards and sideways and in detail. Connor Gillivan's going to talk about the quick outsourcing system that FreeUp presents and how to outsource quickly and easily. Pauline Masson came on this morning. We talked about pricing, which is a very underrated and very important thing for driving profits. Will Churnland's coming back on, and we're going to talk about evaluating the competition from a real sort of standpoint of somebody who's not just looking at the numbers, although Will is super smart with numbers, but from the point of view of the overall competitive landscape. Really, as ever, Will's a brilliant Amazon thinker, always worth hearing. Kevin King's coming back on. Not even sure what we're going to be talking about yet with Kevin, but you know what? He's always a super smart guy when it comes to the marketing side, so I'm sure we have lots to learn from him. What else we got coming up? Amazon account suspension with Joshua Price, launching to overseas markets with John Kant, PPC advertising and profit margins with Mike Zagare of PPC Entourage. What else? Chris Rawlings is coming back from Judo Launch. Presumably we'll be talking about launch. Alex Oxford is coming on to talk about sales tax. He is super smart at explaining this stuff in very simple terms, but yet dealing with all the details as well. Alex is absolutely a critical person to listen to if you sell in the USA. Kostas Anastasiadis is coming back to talk about short-term funding. Brad Moss is coming back, who used to run Seller Central, so he's a super sharp guy as well. China sourcing with Manuel Bekvar. Law for Amazon sellers with Paul Ruffelson. Augustus Kligas is coming back on to talk about various different topics. John Cavendish talk about translations. Paul Harvey to talk about chatbots. Brian Johnson talk about PPC. Greg Mercer to talk about product research. Nadine Eich to talk about Germany and customer service in Germany. And probably going to get my old accountant Penny Lowe back to talk about bookkeeping basics. Whew. We have, as you can tell, an incredible amount of really practical, useful content coming up, a lot of which is already recorded and is definitely coming out over the next few weeks. So get yourself over there, folks. It's just a place you need to be. This is not just a bunch of let's fill the airways with the latest kind of hack that's going to die in 2 months. I'm taking care to really focus on content that is as evergreen as possible. Why? Because then you listen once and implement over multiple years, or at least months, and then you get the payoff over time, so you get better return on your listening time, if you like. And I think that's a really important metric. Return on listening for me is something I aim to give you in spades. So get yourself over there. 10K Collective is the thing you need to look for. 10K Collective e-commerce podcast, to give it the full title. You can look on iTunes, aka Apple Podcasts apps, or Stitcher. We should be on Spotify any minute now, and we're just waiting to get ourselves on Google Play and Google Podcasts. So it will be more and more available. If you can't find it on your listening device, your preferred device, then just go to the website and you can listen directly there. 10kcollective.com. That's 10k, 10k for kilo. Collective is collective.com. That's 10kcollective.com. Thanks so much for listening to such a very, very lengthy post-roll pitch, if you like. I'm not actually selling anything, so it's not a pitch in any strict sense. It's free and it always will be. Of course, we will mention paid services from time to time, but I believe in giving like 95%, 99% value and a little pitch at the end. So it's not going to be a pitch fest. We are just aiming to build massive goodwill and getting ourselves out there and known. And of course, we hope to attract some wonderful people to our masterminds. And if people can use the services that some of our experts provide, so much the better. But really, that's our main thrust, is to get ourselves out there and build goodwill. So you know more than you're ever going to need to know in life about this podcast. Get yourself over there and listen. Stop listening to Amazing FBA. What are you still doing here? I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. I suggest you go and do the same. And I'll speak to you in the next show.